This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا أرحم الراحمين. We ask Allah عز وجل, teach us what benefit us from what He taught us and increase us in knowledge. آمين يا رب العالمين. My dear, beloved, respected brothers and sisters, this is our first episode after Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all the great a'mal that we have done in Ramadan and forgive all our sins and grant us every dua that we made in this blessed month. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Related to this, every single one of us should be concerned. Was my Ramadan accepted? My a'mal, the actions, the acts of worship I did in Ramadan, were they accepted? So today, insha'Allah ta'ala, we will discuss the signs. What are the signs that our a'mal, that indicate that our a'mal were accepted? And that's not only for Ramadan. Was my Hajj accepted? Was my Umrah accepted? Was my Zakat accepted? Any kind of ibadah that I performed, and I would like to know after the ibadah if it was accepted or not. These are some of the signs. Before we mention the signs, I have to remind myself and remind you about the two conditions. There are two conditions that we mentioned many times before, that without these two conditions, the a'mal will never be accepted. Okay? So these are the two conditions for any salat, for any sadaqah, for any dua, for any good deed that I perform to be accepted. It must follow these two conditions. Number one, it has to be done for the sake of Allah, sincerely, 100%. That salat was done for the sake of Allah. That donation was done for the sake of Allah. That hajj, that umrah, that gift that I gave, anything was done for the sake of Allah, 100%, not 99.9, 100% for the sake of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah. The second condition for the ibadah to be accepted, it must be done according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Both conditions are needed to accept, to the, for the amal to be accepted. Both of these conditions, not one, not either or. No, it has to be done for the sake of Allah and according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, that is mentioned in the last ayah in Surah Al-Kahf. فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُوا لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. And whomsoever is willing to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let him do righteous deeds. فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. This is according to the sunnah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. And do not associate anyone with that ibadah to Allah. And that is the sincerity. Sincerity following the sunnah. Those are the two conditions. Now, let's go to the signs. What are the signs? Now I just fasted all Ramadan and I prayed Qiyam and I gave sadaqat and I read Quran and I made a lot of dua. Are there some signs? Inshallah ta'ala, let's go through these signs one by one. First, one of the signs that the ibadat was accepted is that you do not go back to the same sins. All right, let's give an example. Before Ramadan, I used to drink alcohol, for example. Or before Ramadan, I used to miss Fajr. Before Ramadan, I used to maybe buy lottery, which is considered gambling. If after Ramadan, these sins have stopped, Allahu Akbar, that's a great sign. if I did not go back to whatever sin I used to have before, I used to perform before Ramadan, that's a great sign that you have been upgraded. You have been, you have reached the level of taqwa, because the whole purpose of Ramadan is لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so you can achieve taqwa. And the taqwa is achieved by doing more ibadat and staying away as much as we can from the sins. So number one, not going back to the sins. Alhamdulillah, after Ramadan, my fajr is consistent. Alhamdulillah, I do not watch haram anymore. I do not do this, I do not do that. Every single one of us know what they used to do and what is their status right now. That's number one. Number two, being worried, that concern, Ya Allah, that concern that was my Ramadan accepted? Was my Qiyam accepted? Ya Allah, was the charity that I gave, was it accepted? The reading of the Quran that I did, was it accepted? That concern by itself is a great sign that your ibadat were accepted. You are so worried. You're not khalas, 100% everything is accepted, I know. No. You're always worried. Our deen is between hope and fear. Right? Hoping that Allah will accept and fearing that Allah might not accept. Ali radiallahu anhu, he said something profound. He said, كونوا لقبول العمل أشد اهتماما من العمل. Be more concerned about the acceptance of the amal, of the action, of the ibadah, than the ibadah itself. They said, why, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, why should we be more concerned about the acceptance than the amal itself? He said, didn't you hear what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Ma'idah? إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Didn't you hear that Allah said, He only accepts from the muttaqeen, from the people who have taqwa, from the righteous people. And Allah told us in the Quran, Surah Al-Najm, فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنَ اتَّقَى. Do not say to yourself, oh yeah, I am a muttaqi. No. So if Allah only accepts from the muttaqeen, and I'm not supposed to praise myself and I say I'm muttaqi, so I always should be worried whether that amal, whether that salat, whether that umrah, whether that donation was accepted or not. Always. That's a sign, that's a great sign that inshaAllah ta'ala it will be accepted. And the famous hadith when Aisha radiallahu anha came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after the ayah was revealed, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوْا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَ. Allah said in Surah Al-Mu'minun, ayah number 60, He said, and the ones who do whatever they do and their hearts are trembling. So our beloved mother Aisha radiallahu anha came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and she said, Ya Rasulullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah is talking about the people who drink alcohol and they drink and they steal. That's why they are always worried and trembling because they did all that. He said, La yabnat as-siddiq, no daughter of the siddiq. No, he's not talking about these people. He's talking about the people الَّذِينَ يَصُومُونَ وَيُصَلُّونَ وَيُتَصَدَّقُونَ. He's talking about the people who pray and they fast and they give in charity and they are so scared whether it's accepted or not. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. They are so scared. They're doing what they're supposed to do, but at the same time, they are so worried whether it's going to be accepted or not. Ya Allah. So if you having that worry, that's very healthy. Being always worried, Ya Allah, did you accept or not? That fajr that I prayed in jama'ah, was it accepted? That isha that I prayed, that visit of the sick that I made, that janazah that I attended, was it accepted or not? Always worried about that? That's a good sign, inshaAllah ta'ala. Third, very important. One of the signs that my ibadah was accepted is that ibadah, that act of worship led to another ibadah. Explain. My fasting of Ramadan led me to fast the 6 days of Shawwal. That fasting of 6 days of Shawwal, it's an indication, inshaAllah, that your Ramadan was accepted. that Ramadan, all my a'mal in Ramadan, after Ramadan, now I started fasting Monday and Thursday. I started reading one juz' of the Quran every day. I started, because of that a'mal I did in Ramadan, now I'm attending Fajr in Jama'ah. Now I'm giving more in charity. That a'mal led to another good a'mal. That's an indication that the first a'mal was accepted. And on a side note, please, if you did not finish your 6 days of Shawwal, today is the 15th of Shawwal, so you have 15 more days or 14 more days to finish it. So please, that's a great offer, amazing offer. Fasting the 6 days as if you have fasted the whole year. And if you do that every single year, all your life will be recorded as if you are a fasting person. Tayyib, another sign. Belittling your amal. Belittle your amal. Wallahi, you know, because sometimes, you know, we fast in Ramadan and we pray Qiyam, Taraweeh, and then we come back at night at 2, 3 a.m. and we pray more Tahajjud, and we give so much in charity, and the average of Quran that we read is more than the normal, and we make a lot of dua, and we cry, and all that. So it might get to my head that, I have done so much this Ramadan. Too much. Qiyam, and I start bragging and this and that. No, ya akhi. Wallahi, and to appreciate or to understand the level of our a'mal, remember who you are doing it to. You're doing it to Allah Azza wa Jal, who gave us all these blessings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have given us all these blessings. So whatever we do is nothing compared to the blessings He's giving us, to the blessing He's bestowing upon us. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he used to say, if I know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted from me one amal that is more beloved to me than being given the whole earth full of gold. Allahu Akbar. Ibn Mas'ud, one of the greatest honored Sahaba, companions of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, if I know that one amal was accepted, it's better for me than telling me that, you know what, you have the whole dunya in gold, yours. We pray for a few salawat, we give a couple of dollars, and we feel khalas that we are done. Subhanallah. So belittle your amal. And a man came to Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, so he said, give him a dinar. So the son said, تَقَبَّلَ اللَّهُ مِنْكَ يَا أَبَتَهُ, may Allah accept from you, my father. So the father said, وَاللَّهِ لَوْ عَلِمْتَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ تَقَبَّلَ مِنِّي سَجْدَ وَاحِدَ, if I know that Allah accepted one sajda from me, then the next most beloved thing for me will be death. Where are they and where we are, subhanAllah. So I'm not saying, you know, make yourself feel bad. And no, but always be concerned and belittle the amal. The amal that we are doing, they are so little compared to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deserves. And finally, in order to have the amal accepted, beg Allah, ya akhi, my dear sister, my dear brother, beg Allah, ya Allah, accept. That should be our main dua after Ramadan. ربنا تقبل منا. Ibrahim عليه السلام, Ibrahim with his son Ismail building the Kaaba. Is there anything more noble than this action? Building the Kaaba, and everybody who's making tawaf, everybody who's making hajj, everybody, they will get the ajr. And after they finished building the Kaaba, they did not say, خلاص, we're done, Jannah is guaranteed. يا رب, ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. That was their dua. Ya Allah, please accept building the Kaaba. Tayyib, please, me and you too. When we finished Ramadan, the Sahaba, 6 months begging Allah to keep them alive, to witness Ramadan. And after they finish Ramadan, the rest of the year till the other Ramadan comes, begging Allah to accept what they did in Ramadan. So our main dua right now, our main plead to Allah, ya Allah, accept what we have done in Ramadan. We should have the husn al-dhan, the good thoughts of Allah that He will accept. But let's always beg Him, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التواب الرحيم. So these are some of the signs, my beloved brothers and sisters, that our ibadat were accepted. That could apply to, like I said in the beginning, to Hajj, to Umrah, to any ibadah that we have done. Look after the ibadah. Look at yourself. حاسب نفسك. Put yourself into account and see how do you feel after that ibadat. May Allah accept from all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the people who listen and apply. May Allah increase our iman. May Allah azza wa jal make our last words la ilaha illallah. I love you all for the sake of Allah. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilaik.
كتاب أنزل إليك فلا يكن في صدرك حرج منه لتنذر به وذكرى للمؤمنين.